Okay. So in the room with us, we have Jess Peterson and Dan Murphy. So my name is Alyssa Gamble, the Moderate Income Housing Program Manager in the Department of Workforce Services Housing and Community Development Division. It is Tuesday, May 16th, 2023, at 10:04 a.m. This public hearing is to discuss the comments received on the 2023 Draft Annual Action Plan. The plan has been available for public comment since April 7th, 2023, on the Utah Public Notice website. The Annual Action Plan provides a summary of the actions, activities, and the specific federal and non-federal resources that will be used each year to address the priority needs and specific goals identified by the Consolidated Plan. This plan identifies the annual funding and activities for the Community Development Block Grant Program, CDBG, Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS Program, HOPWA, Home Investment Partnerships Program, HOME, Housing Trust Fund Program, HTF, and Emergency Shelter Grants Program, ESG, administered by the Department of Workforce Services Housing and Community Development Division and the Office of Homeless Services. This hearing and the comment period are opportunities for members of the public to provide input on the actions, activities, funding resources to address the needs and goals identified in the Consolidated Plan, which is a 5-year strategic plan. The department has provided copies of the Draft Annual Action Plan as a reference on the Utah Public Meeting Notice website, and they're also available by emailing me, ann.gamble@utah.gov. The department did not receive any comments from the public during the comment period on the Draft Annual Action Plan. If anyone on the call has any comments or questions, please state your name before making your comment so that we may record your comment in the minutes. We'll now open the public hearing for comments. All right. Seeing that no one's coming forward with any comments, I'm going to close the hearing and just talk about next steps. Next steps for our process include submitting the finalized annual action plan to HUD for review. The annual action plan is due 45 days prior to the start of our next program year. So that would be mid-May, so sometime this week. However, HUD recommends that we wait to submit until the allocation amount has been finalized for the program year. So in the annual action plan, the state included an estimate from HUD, and we'll update this number once it is available, which is usually sometime in the month of May prior to submitting. Any additional activities will require additional public hearings, so those will likely be coming through the summer. Are there any other questions before we wrap up? Great. Well, thank you all for your time, and I'm going to close the hearing.
Thanks, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Thank you.